Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy. May I please have your zip code so that I may locate your account?
Yes, it's 60510. Or 60517, maybe you have that one.
And what would be the first and last name?
My name's Amy Southard.
And did you just place the order, ma'am?
No, I have a watch, that smart health watch here, but it's not turning on. I mean, I had one sent before, and then it wasn't turning on automatically like it says on the little piece of paper that comes in the box. And then they sent me another one, and I don't know what the problem is because I'm charging the watch, and you know, in the like it's supposed to be charged in my USB port. And it's not, I don't know what's going on, if it's requiring a battery or what. Is that how it works? I mean, I just really don't know. I mean, how could I be doing something wrong? I'm trying to charge it. It says it's supposed to automatically charge, turn on so that I can sync my phone.
And please verify the address.
Okay, it was shipped to 2909 Sheridan Drive, Woodridge, Illinois, 60517.
Thank you for that, ma'am. And I do see that you have the watch, and I see that you've been partially refunded. Let me see if there's been other issues.
Yeah, well, because I didn't get it for a long time, so I didn't even have any 15-day original 15-day trial period. And then it went into the next, then they extended the trial period, but it went into that one. So I didn't have any trial period, but then that's why they, you know, gave me the credit. But I don't know what's going on. Why can't I get this? Why does it automatically turn on? Like it's the little manual or whatever you call it that's in the box it comes in. I just want to know if it requires a battery because it doesn't say anything about that.
It shouldn't require a battery. It should be able for you to charge it by the USB cable that you can charge into the wall, or you can charge it into a USB charger in the home.
Right. Yeah, but, I mean, it requires a battery, though, right?
It shouldn't.
Like a phone?
It shouldn't require a battery.
Then what is it? How does it, you know, how does it work? How does it operate then without any...
If I'm charging it
like a phone, you know, phones have batteries. So this would have to have a battery.
The battery should already be in it. And it's a chargeable battery. It should already be in there.
Yeah, and I've been charging it and nothing's happening. It's just, I don't get it. It's frustrating here. So it's like that's all. That's just the thing. What I'm doing, just charging it, and it's waiting for it to turn on.
Yes, ma'am. We can offer you another reship unless the only way that I could think of is the reason why you're having that much problem is issues between delivery. It's rare that our watches don't work. It's very rare.
Yeah, I mean, I can't think. I mean, I'm thinking like, well, if I'm having this problem, you know, how many other people are having the same problem? But then if you don't have that coming in, you know, other people, you know, calling about the same thing I'm calling about, then what's going on? What am I not doing? Correct. I mean, I don't know if you have any troubleshooting tech or anything to talk to.
See if I got the manual here. You should just be able to use the USB port and plug it into the USB and then plug the USB into the wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just not turning on automatically. I'm not, like, I know what to do. I'm not, you know, it's pretty simple. It's just, you know, charging it like any normal, and then it's, I don't get it.
Okay, ma'am, I have issued the reship for you, and I'll send you an RMA for this one. The defective one. One thing that I could think of is that it's defective.
Yeah, but this is the second one. There's, you know, I called on the first one. That's why they sent the second one. But the second one's not doing this. They're both doing the same thing. They're not automatically turning on. It just does not.
Yes, we can send you, this would be the third time, and if this one doesn't turn on or do what it's supposed to do, you can give us a call back and we can issue the refund for you.
Yeah, well, I was looking forward to this watch starting up, that call. Okay, well, the only thing I can say is I could have supposed to have my computer guy friend that's coming over to work on the laptop look at it and see if he can figure it out in the meantime. But she said, so now you're going to issue an REM, you said?
An RMA, which is return emergency.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay. That's fine. That's the reason for my call, so I'll let you go then. And how soon would I expect that one?
Say 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling customer support.
Mm-hmm.